coming to you from deep inside the bowels of a great big empty. Get ready for another episode of The Home Defense Show with Skip Coriel.
Hello, American families. Welcome to this week's episode of The Home Defense Show. I'm your host, Skip Coriel. And if you love your family, care about them deeply, and want to learn how to protect them in every facet of your life, then you've come to the right place. We got a great show for you today, and I know that you're going to love it. Today, we are going to be interviewing Tristan Fulton. Now, if that last name rings a bell for you, that's because his uncle Joel Fulton, has been on the show many, many times. Tristan's father, Jared, and Joel, they own Freedom Firearms in Battle Creek, Michigan. Tristan is doing something very unusual. This kid is 18 years old, I tell you. 18 years old, and he is suing Dick's Sporting Goods for violating his civil rights. That takes a lot of guts. So, we're going to be interviewing Tristan in segment 2 and 3, and I tell you, this is not a normal 18-year-old, okay? This is no snowflake, you know, who just fell down from the sky. He's a good kid, and I think that you're going to be encouraged, with the next generation by Tristan. But to start it out, what's going on in my life? Let's just spend a couple of minutes here. Folks, I have not had a Mountain Dew in over a week. Oh, you know, it's not killing me. I woke up this morning, the sun was shining, and I was okay. I still want one, but I'm going to be okay. What am I having today? I've got an ice-cold mocha frappuccino here. There you go. I love that pop top there. These are only good when they're ice cold. A lot like Mountain Dew, but, you know, there's too much sugar in it, but at least it's not filled with chemicals. So I'm going to do this as long as I can. Yeah. Yeah, that's pretty good, too. Now, I re-injured my back. I can't remember if I told you guys that last week. You know, 2 years ago, I ruptured a disc in my vertebrae, and it was terrible. Had to have surgery, all that stuff. I re-injured it, I don't know, 7-10 days ago, and it's just not healing up the way I want it to heal, but it is slowly healing up. So I'm just spending a lot of time flat on my back in bed. I do all my computer work with the laptop right on my stomach there. And I'm just taking it real easy because I can't do the things that I used to do even 3 or 4 years ago. And I hate it. I still feel like I'm 20 years old. But if I try and do those things I did when I was 20 years old, oh man, it would not be pretty. So I just got to learn to take it easy. What am I doing for my back? Well, it's my own kind of therapy. First, drinking Frappuccino. I hope that helps. But then I'll lay down on the bed on my stomach, and then I'll have Sarah or Cedar or Phoenix or somebody. They take my electric sander, and we've taken off the sandpaper, so it's like a foam rubber surface, and they turn that sander on high. It's a vibrating sander, not a belt sander. And then they just press it down on my back, and boy, they work over my back with this vibrating sander. Oh, man, it loosens up all the muscles. That's an extreme measure because it tickles like crazy while they are sanding my back. But I go ahead and I sand my back really, really good. And then, I'll take Aleve or ibuprofen or something like that. And then I have a heating pad right now that's on my back. And then I just try and stay prone. And the last 2 days, I have seen some progress. Tomorrow's going to be tough. Tomorrow's going to be tough because I've got a class. I've got like 46 students tomorrow. in a class, so I have to be at my best. So I'll walk in there and I'll pretend like everything's fine and the world is glowing rosy and, you know, I had unicorn for breakfast. So it'll be, I'll just have to fake it and gut it out till the end of the day because that's what I do. All right, now, there's a lot in the news. Oh man, a lot of gun-related stuff in the news. I'm at foxnews.com right now. Headline reads, Florida Governor Rick Scott signs gun bill following Parkland massacre in break with NRA allies. That is not good news, folks. I had a feeling something like this was going to happen. Florida Governor Rick Scott on Friday publicly broke with his longtime allies at the National Rifle Association to sign new gun regulations into law. Bonehead. The move comes 3 weeks after grisly school shooting that claimed the lives of 17 people. Governor Scott, a Republican who has received high praise from the NRA in the past, said he was signing a legislation because it's a time for all of us to come together, roll up our sleeves, and get it done. You know what the liberals mean when they say compromise and coming together and common sense gun laws? It means NRA, pro-gun people, just shut the hell up and do what we want because we won't rest until we have your freedom. And I think that's what we're seeing here. The law raises the minimum purchasing age for buying a rifle from 18 to 21. So, that goes far beyond what the current federal regulation is. In Florida, in an incredibly pro-gun state, I mean, their CPL law is pretty good. But, hey, if you're 18, 19, 20 in Florida, you cannot purchase a long gun now. You want to go hunting? Sorry. You can't buy a shotgun, can't buy a rifle. You are out of luck. It also invokes a 3-day waiting period on purchases and enables school employees and many teachers to be armed. It also allows law enforcement to temporarily seize guns from the mentally ill and fund measures like bulletproof glass and metal detectors at schools. It's kind of like a divorce. The best that you can hope for is that both sides are equally unhappy. In a bid to appease Governor Scott, who voiced opposition to arming teachers, the state Senate later amended the bill to no longer include arming most teachers in a Guardian program, but instead would train up to 10 school personnel to carry weapons in every school. Now that just sucks. I mean, that... Why would you limit something like that? He is pandering to the left. Governor Scott, you spineless little wimp. I do not. If you're going to do something right, do something right. But, you know, don't say, oh, well, you know, I'll do something good, but I got to do something bad and wrong to balance out the good that I did. That's stupid. That is really, really stupid. That's the problem with compromise. When you compromise your integrity, common sense, and your morals, this is what happens. So if you're 18, 19, 20 years old in Florida, sorry, you just lost your Second Amendment rights. And it was bargained away because of these whiny little high schoolers. Well, at least we have people like Tristan Fulton that we're going to be interviewing in segment 2 and 3 to lend a little bit of balance, and perhaps Tristan can redeem his generation because I don't know, they need a leader, someone who will take them in the right direction. President Trump congratulated Florida on its legislation, saying state lawmakers passed a lot of very good legislation last night. Yes, and they also passed some bad legislation. It's great that they're arming a few of the teachers. That's great. That should have already been happening. It should have already been there. But it wasn't. Okay, what else we got here? Battle Creek Inquirer. This is a good lead-in to segment 2 and segment 3. with our interview with Tristan Fulton. Headline reads, 18-year-old Battle Creek man suing Dick's Sporting Goods over gun policy. At 18, Tristan Fulton can vote and drive. He just can't buy a firearm from any Dick's Sporting Goods store. Fulton, a Penfield High School senior and son of Freedom Firearms co-owner Jared Fulton, filed a lawsuit against the retail giant in Oakland County Circuit Court on Tuesday for refusing to let him buy a shotgun because of his age. Good for you, Tristan. Dick's Sporting Goods stopped selling firearms to anyone under 21 on February 28, citing the February 14 school shooting in Parkland, Florida, that left 17 students and educators dead as a reason for its decision. You know, that just makes so much sense to me. It's like 1 out of 3 million kids, you know, go ahead and use an AR-15 to shoot up the school. So we're going to fix that by telling Tristan Fulton in Michigan that he can't buy a shotgun. Is there any logic in that at all? I mean, really, folks. You know, if John punches Dick in the face, then let's put Joey in prison. Does that make any sense? That's what we're doing here. Well, we're punishing everyone because of one moron, because of one crazy person. We're going to punish everybody. I got to keep going here. I'm 18. I'm legally allowed to purchase a firearm, and I should have been allowed to. By denying me my right to purchase a firearm that day, they violated the Elliot Larson Civil Rights Act. Well, you know the problem. Civil rights. It's only a civil right if you're from the far left. You know, if you're a gay or a lesbian or don't know what bathroom to use, then yeah, you got civil rights. If you're a Muslim, yeah, you got civil rights. If you're a Christian, if you're a gun owner, no, you don't have any civil rights. The Elliot Larson Civil Rights Act prohibits discriminatory practices, policies, and customs on the basis of religion, age, race, national origin, sex, height, weight, and other factors. Dick's Sporting Goods did not respond to a request for comment. No kidding. Cowards. Dick's is not the only retail giant under the gun for raising the minimum age for buying a firearm from 18 to 21. Tyler Watson, a 20-year-old Oregon man, sued Walmart and a Field and Stream store owned by Dick's after he was not allowed to buy a .22 caliber rifle because of his age. Oh, boy. You know what? We are going to see more and more and more of this. I mean, Dick's Sporting Goods, Walmart, Field and Stream. Fred Meyers. There's going to be a whole bunch of these companies that do this. And why are they doing it? They're doing it because they believe that's what the public wants. They're concerned about their public image. They don't care if it makes any sense. They don't care if it doesn't save any lives. It'll probably cost lives because now these kids can't protect themselves. They can't protect their home. There are 20-year-olds with homes, folks. There are. Aside from, it's the Second Amendment. It's their human right to self-defense. But it's gone now. Dick's Sporting Goods says, can't do it, can't have it. Well, I hope they get what's coming to them. We will find out. Well, unfortunately, we are out of time for segment one. When we come back, we're going to be speaking with this man, Tristan Fulton, age 18, son of the co-owner of Freedom Firearms, in Battle Creek, Michigan. And we'll get to the bottom of this. You folks are going to love this guy. He's an awesome kid. All right, we got a two-minute break. While we are gone, go ahead, check out our sponsors. Firearms Legal Protection. Go to firearmslegal.com/Midwest Tactical and get yourself protected. And then check out Elite Firearms, elitefirearms.us, and see if Larry Jackson can help your family get the firearms that they need. Okay, folks, this is Skip Coyle on Home Defense Show. Don't go anywhere. We will be right back.
My name is Siege Coriel. Welcome to the Home and Defense Show with my dad, Skip Coriel. Don't go nowhere. We'll be right back.
This is Skip Coriel from the Home and Defense Show, and I want you to have the very best handgun that money can buy. And that's why we recommend you visit Larry Jackson at Elite Firearms and Training. As a concealed carry instructor, I see people every week out on the range with guns they can't shoot properly because they didn't know what to buy. That will never happen at Elite Firearms and Training. Larry Jackson will personally fit you with your very own personal defense pistol. So call Larry Jackson today at 616-299-8715 or visit elitefirearms.us.
This is Colonel Danny Gillum. I host Frontlines of Freedom, a weekly syndicated military talk radio show. One of my co-hosts is Skip Coriel, the host of this show. We cover things that impact military and veteran communities, and we do it from the veteran's perspective. The show is broadcast across the nation and is also available as a podcast on our website, frontlinesoffreedom.com. Please join Skip and me weekly on Frontlines of Freedom.
Okay, folks, welcome back to the Home Defense Show. This is your host, Skip Coriel. Boy, we have got a great next two segments for you guys today. We are speaking with a young man. His name is Tristan Fulton. Tristan, welcome to the Home Defense Show.
Thank you.
All right, now, Tristan, this is the first time you've been on our show, but I've had your uncle on quite a few times. Joel Fulton, he's your uncle, isn't he?
Yes, sir.
Well, you know, Tristan, I'm not going to hold that against you, okay? Joel's a good guy. Now, Tristan, it seems to me that you and I have already met. I can't imagine us not meeting in person. I mean, your father is Jared, and your Jared Fulton, and your uncle is Joel Fulton, and they are co-owners of Freedom Firearms in Battle Creek. Have we met before?
I believe we have met a few times, yeah.
Yeah, I think it was probably at your dad's store. It seemed like a couple of summers ago I was out there, and, you know, one of Jared's sons was there. Was that you?
More than likely. My brother doesn't hang around the shop too much.
Well, and you're a fine man. I can attest to that. Now, Tristan, this first time you've been on the show, tell our listeners a little bit about you. Who is Tristan Fulton?
Well, Tristan Fulton is an extremely handsome young man.
And modest, too. Very modest.
Very modest. He's a humble young man. I live most of my life out in Fowlerville. It's over by Howell, for anybody who knows where that's at. Mm-hmm. I lived out there. It's a pretty rural area. I lived out there for probably close to 8 years or so. Probably more towards 9 or 10. But I lived out there for a good portion of my life, going to school out there. And it's a pretty rural country area, so we didn't have any real issues with any of our neighbors or anything. So it was a pretty quiet, calm little town. When I was out there, I was hanging out with my neighbor and my brother and everything. We didn't have a whole lot going on, so I. One time I was having some problems in school and stuff, so I moved out. I started doing online school for a year, and then I moved out with my dad and decided to live out there for a little bit. When I was still doing online school, it was over the summer, moved in with him, finished up doing online school and actually started going to Penfield and Battle Creek here. And then from there, I just kind of hang out with my best friend, Tommy, and actually, I'm into building drones, some of those racing drones that you see on. If anybody's familiar with those, I see on TV. That's my main hobby. But other than that, I don't really do much more than work here at the shop here at Freedom Firearms and just hang out with my buddies and do what I like to do. Not a super interesting guy.
Okay, so you graduated from high school.
No, still going to high school.
Still going to Penfield High School. Okay.
Yeah, I'm a senior at Penfield High School.
And then you work part-time at your dad's store, Freedom Firearms in Battle Creek.
Yep. Do a lot of customer service stuff. Do some, got new shooters, did pretty good with doing some basic instructions and how to properly handle a firearm. Do some gun cleanings out here as well. Do firearm cleaning for the range rental and for any customers who come out. But other than that, I just kind of pretty good with customer service.
Well, you know, it sounds like this is not your first rodeo. You've been around the block a few times, Tristan. So
I'd like to think so.
Okay. Well, Tristan, you'll be graduating. Are you graduating this spring or not?
Yep. Right before the end. Yeah, this spring. Yeah, it'd be this spring. So, got my seasons all mixed up.
All right. So what are your plans? What is Tristan going to do after you graduate?
I decided that it's not set in stone, but my dad showed me the skilled trades, and they've got IBEW, I believe it's called. It's a local 17. They do they climb telephone poles, doing power lines and stuff like that, building ground stations. And they're part of a union, and it makes pretty decent money. Mm-hmm. And so my dad showed me that, and I actually went out and talked to the president of the IBEW, a local 17 out there in the Detroit area. And he put me on a waiting list. So right when I get out of high school or so, I should be about the time I should get a call from them. I've been putting myself back on the list. You got to renew yourself every month. Hopefully when I get out of high school, I will have either a apprenticeship job, or I'll be working building ground stations. So hopefully I'm right out of school going to be have an okay job that has a long career ahead of itself, and I can keep making my way up the ladder there.
So you're going to have you'll be graduated. You have your degree. You'll go ahead. You'll get some further education, skilled trades, get a job. Then after that, all you really need is the love of a good woman. Any progress on that?
Well, I am currently dating a fine young lady named Triana, and it's been going all right. We've been dating for almost 6 months now, and we definitely enjoy each other's company.
Well, that's all well and good, but can she shoot and gut out a deer? That's the acid test right there.
Well, she's not super fond of the idea of taking the life of an animal, which I'm not completely against that. If she doesn't want to go hunting or if she doesn't want to shoot, that's fine. She's going to learn how to use a firearm if I have any say about it. just for, you know, for home protection. And I want her to be able to know how to handle a firearm properly. Because if she has anything to do with me, she's going to have a lot to do with firearms as well. She doesn't like to hunt too much. She just likes to hang out with me and she really likes her cat, I guess. Her cat butter.
I see. All right. Well, hey, you know, take it from an old hand. All my wives get two kids, a house, and a firearm. So just remember that rule, okay?
All right.
That's a joke. Don't listen to me. I have not been lucky in love up until this last marriage. Yeah, man, I am doing really good. Sarah's an awesome, awesome woman, and she can't gut out a deer either. But you know what? She supports my hunting and my firearms and all my other stuff. And you know, it's really kind of better that way, because she doesn't do all that stuff. So she stays home and takes care of the kids while I go out and do it. And hey, I'm all about that.
Now, yeah, I mean, hey, as long as she's supportive.
Folks, we are speaking with Tristan Fulton, and he is a part-time employee at Freedom Firearms in Battle Creek, Michigan. Now, Tristan, you went to buy a firearm the other day. I believe it was a shotgun, and it didn't go the way you wanted it to go. We've got about 4 minutes in this segment. Tell us the story. What exactly happened when you went into Dick's Sporting Goods to buy your long gun?
Well, I went out to Dick's Sporting Goods that night, went with my Uncle Joel, who you're very familiar with. We had heard about their new policy, and we decided to put that to the test, give them a chance to follow the law, which is if you're not aware, it is the Elliott Larson Act of 1976. Went out there that day, and I was taking a look at a firearm. And it was pretty slow that day, but there weren't a whole lot of employees. It was getting close to closing time, so I was just taking a look around. Had a young man approach me and ask me if I would like to take a look at anything. I asked him if I could take a look at one of their firearms up on the shelf there. And he had me present my ID before I could even take a look at one. And I presented my ID to him, and he saw that I was 18 years of age. He then proceeded to tell me that I couldn't even take a look at one of the firearms. So I was a little shocked that they wouldn't even let me take a look at one. I was not expecting that, but they said that I couldn't even put one in my hand. So I then stated the Elliot Larson Act, and before I could even say Larson, he cut me right off. Said it doesn't matter. It's corporate policy. It's our new corporate policy that I have no say in. And I'm sure he was a firm believer in that, as he did cut me off quite quickly. So he didn't want me to have anything to do with any of those firearms on the shelf, from what I imagine. So from there, I simply told him to have a nice night, and I exited the building, and we went to Chili's.
And you went to Chili's. Okay. Well, so the night wasn't wasted. That's good.
It was not. I had some of them delicious chicken blue cheese crispers. They were delicious.
Oh, good. That's good. Well, Tristan, how did you feel when he told you couldn't even touch a firearm? I mean, that must be really bizarre.
It is bizarre because I've been around them all my life, and obviously with my father and my uncle, they owning this building and being around them all my life, I had never been told, no, you can't touch this. Mm-hmm. They were always very, very upfront, be like, yeah, sure, here's this. Why don't you go shoot it so you know what it does? You know, you're teaching me the respect of a firearm and what it can do. So when I was told I couldn't even hold one, I was a little dumbfounded. Honestly, I was kind of bewildered that he would even say that I couldn't even touch one, because, like, you know, what if a 10-year-old kid came in with his dad and wanted to purchase his first hunting shotgun? You know, would he even allow the little kid to touch it? You know, could the kid, you know, shoulder the firearm and see if it fits him or not? Like, that doesn't really make any sense to me business wise. Let alone with the law in place. So I was a little dumbfounded at that, but at the same time, I was kind of expecting the worst just because of that policy. And I know there are so many people that support it, but at the same time, there are so many people that don't support it. There was some other individuals at Field and Stream. We'd actually gone to Field and Stream previously. And there were some guys out there that told me that I couldn't purchase one from there either. But the guy actually had let me hold a firearm and check it out. And I was, you know, just running it down, see what the details were on it. And then I said, yeah, I'll take this one. And he said, I'm sorry, dude. I don't agree with the law or their policy that's in place. But we do have this new policy that won't allow you to purchase a firearm until you're 21. So from there, we did it again at Dick's Sporting Goods the same outcome, only it was a little more abrupt. It didn't take as long. But the guys at Field and Stream actually treated me a little better. They gave me a customer service number, and they all were extremely polite about it, as were the guy at Dick's Sporting Goods was just real abrupt. Seemed like he just kind of wanted to go home, honestly, which I can't blame him. But
So the guy at Dick's was a real dick.
I guess you could put it that way.
Okay.
Let's take a look at the video. He is pretty abrupt about it.
Hey, it's my show. I can say it any way I want. All right.
That's true.
All right. Well, Tristan, we're out of time for this segment, but I'd like to hold you over and come back into segment three because we have some more to talk about. Can you stick around?
I sure will.
All right. Okay, folks, we're speaking with Tristan Fulton. He is a 18-year-old who was refused his right to buy a long gun at Dick's Sporting Goods and at Field & Stream. When we come back, we're going to get more into the details of that and find out what is going on and what is the status. Okay, this is Skip Coriel on the Home Defense Show. Don't go anywhere. We will be right back.
This is Phoenix Coriel on the Home Defense Show. Always use guns safely and wisely. Stay tuned, we'll be right back.
Hey folks, I want to tell you about my book, Civilian Combat, the Concealed Carry Book. More and more people across the country are seeing the dangers in society and are deciding to carry concealed to protect themselves and their families. My new book lays it out step by step. It'll teach you how to protect and defend the ones you love. Get the benefit of 17 years of teaching experience and a lifetime of training for this important role in society and in your family. You can get Civilian Combat real easy. Just go to Amazon.com, search on Skip Coriel, Civilian Combat, and it'll pop right up there. Don't put it off any longer.
Get Civilian Combat, the Concealed Carry book by yours truly.
Wouldn't it be wonderful if life was like the movies and the good guys always won? In today's world, if you're forced to use your firearm to protect yourself, you will need protection. Firearms Legal Protection is here for you. FLP provides you with seasoned, experienced attorneys that handle your criminal and civil matters as a result of you protecting yourself. FirearmsLegal.com provides its members with uncapped attorney's fees, bail bond protection, and coverage in all 50 states. We are not a reimbursement plan. You can access uncapped attorney's fees for as low as $10 a month. Firearms Legal members are provided with educational services, training videos, and access to our vast national attorney network. While you're protecting yourself, let Firearms Legal protect you.
Listen up, folks. This is important. There are plenty of legal protection services out there, but none will protect you as well as Firearms Legal Protection. This is the one I use and the only one I recommend. Visit firearmslegal.com/MidwestTactical and protect your family now. Okay, folks, welcome back to the Home Defense Show. This is your host, Skip Coriel. We are speaking with Tristan Fulton. You know, Tristan Fulton of Joel and Jared Fulton of Freedom Firearms Gun Store in Battle Creek fame. Now, Tristan, that was a mouthful, but it's all true. Now, you told us your story in the last segment, and it's quite it's quite an amazing story. I can't imagine... being told, actually, in this day and times now, I probably can't imagine being told that I can't purchase a firearm. But it actually happened to you. Now, in the last segment, you mentioned something called the Elliott-Larsen Act of 1976. Tell us a little bit more about the Elliott-Larsen Act.
Well, the Elliott-Larsen Act is a civil rights act. It is put in place so that there is a lack of discrimination. In this particular case, we're talking about a corporation, their corporate policies and such. It prevents discrimination through personal traits such as racial origin, your marital status, sex, age, sexual preference as well is put into that category, and it prevents those personal traits from having a corporation decide whether or not you can purchase something from their store. It doesn't matter if it's firearms, if it's fireworks, or if it's alcohol, anything that is age prohibited. If somebody can legally purchase something, and they are denied their legal right to go buy something because of a discrimination against any of those personal traits, that is then illegal in the state of Michigan.
Okay. Now, how did you learn all this stuff? Because, I venture to say most 18-year-olds, they don't even know what the Bill of Rights is, let alone the Elliott-Larsen Act. Who taught you all this?
Well, my father and my uncle are both very firm believers in knowing their laws and making sure that I know my rights. So I definitely learned some of that from them. I was made aware of the Elliott-Larsen Act by my uncle. I actually did not know about the Elliott-Larsen Act. At first, I obviously did see it as a civil infringement. I heard about what Dick's Sporting Goods was doing, and I simply saw it as another policy that simply infringes upon the Second Amendment. It says it right in the Second Amendment, shall not be infringed. Yet I see it as the most infringed amendment in the Constitution.
Yeah, I believe you're right. There's over 20,000 gun laws on the books now, and boy, they just passed another one. Just today, down in Florida, they passed a state law in Florida. Governor Rick Scott signed it into law, saying that you cannot purchase a long gun until you turn 21 years old. So here we're in Michigan. It's not a state law in Michigan. But now in Florida, you go to Florida, you cannot buy a shotgun or a rifle until you turn 21 years of age. So...
Well, does that apply to both FFL dealers and private parties?
The article that I read didn't say, so I can't speak with authority on that, but that's certainly something that I should find out. Hey, ask your Uncle Joel. I bet he can tell you.
All right, I'll let him know.
All right. Now,
You have done. It didn't end there, right? I mean, what did you? You got your burger, whatever, at Chili's. You went home. What did you do the next day? You just leave it there, or did you?
From that time, as soon as I got in the car, I had my lawyer on the line, and he was hard at work.
You're 18 years old, and you have your own lawyer.
I do now, sir.
What kind of a person are you? You are not a typical 18-year-old snowflake.
Well, I'm not as delicate as a snowflake, but I sure do look as beautiful as one.
All right. You're a 6'2" guy. You're not a snowflake. You like guns, and, you know, get the hell out of my face or I'll sue your ass. Something like that.
If you want to put it that way, sure.
All right. Go ahead. Sorry to interrupt you.
No, I had my lawyer on the line. His name is James Makowski. He's an excellent lawyer. He told me that I need to give him all my information. So I right away I did that. He was hard at work typing up that complaint, and he actually had me notarize it the morning after. I actually got out of school for a few minutes to head to a local bank to have that document notarized. And once it was notarized, I handed it to my uncle so he could get it to my lawyer, and he got it to my lawyer filed it right that morning, actually. And it was that night that it was actually on Fox 2 News for the local Detroit area. Mm-hmm. So I was pretty astounded that they were that quickly putting it into the news media. And you know, I didn't know if it was going to go that far, because that, you know, Fox 2 is a very local news orientated program, so I was not really worried about it getting it too big. But it actually started to make its way to more national level. It actually made it on the website of USA Today. I don't know if it made it on their show or not, but it made it on their website, all right. So I've been checking the interwebs every now and then, seeing if they got anything on my article, because the guy in Oregon who was 20 years old, he went national, and everybody was talking about him as well. So I'm following right behind his footsteps and fighting right alongside that 20-year-old in Oregon.
Well, so how's it feel to be in the limelight?
It feels really kind of weird, but not at the same time. It feels, I guess you could compare it to the time I woke up on September 3rd of this last year, and I had just turned 18. And I thought it would feel a lot different being 18 years old, but it feels just like the day before being 17 years old. So there wasn't a whole lot of difference to it. It was just kind of weird seeing my face and my name being mentioned in news media outlets all over the place. So yeah. I was a little astounded about that. But, you know, I was being talking to people working here at Freedom Firearms all the time, I was not completely uncomfortable with talking to people. So when I had been getting interviews and people wanted to talk to me about it, I knew my laws, I knew my rights, and I could successfully talk about it and know what I was talking about, and I wouldn't have any issues talking to anybody that had questions about it. Yeah. I've been getting not a lot of backlash over the internet. I had one guy tell me to screw off pretty much, but he did it in three words I was like, oh, okay, that's cool. So I was a little surprised at that. I was like, you know, I was a little astounded that somebody would actually reach out like that. I did have a couple of people at school actually post on Facebook saying how scared they were of me and how they wouldn't trust me with a gun. One of them said that I was going to turn into the next school shooter, and I took that as a personal offense.
Yeah.
So yeah, I actually took care of that day. She actually went to school with me, so I took that right to one of my school principal. And he said he'd take care of that for me. So I was a little dumbfounded that she would even say that.
Yeah.
Because she actually spent second hour with me. So she gets to deal with me now.
Yeah. They call that slander, and you can handle that in future lawsuit. You know, the young people these days, you know, you were raised properly, you know, by Jared. I mean, Jared's a good friend of mine. Your dad's a great friend, and Joel is a good friend. So, you know, the way you were raised is the way kids were raised 50 and 60 and 100 years ago, to actually know their rights and to stand up for themselves. And and to do the right thing, regardless of what, you know, all the snowflakes are telling you. So, you know, God bless you for doing what you're doing. And I have a feeling you're going to get even more comfortable being in the limelight, because there's just not enough young people your age who know what you know and have the courage to stand up for what is right. So, hey, welcome to the Second Amendment Club.
Well, thank you, sir.
All right. Now, what is the what's the timeline? What has your lawyer told you about what's going to happen? What can you share with us here?
Well, he pretty much hasn't said. There's no set court date, obviously, yet. He said probably in the next month to month and a half, there'll be a court date set. But other than that, he said right now it's going to be a lot of news media is trying to get a hold of me. He said I'm probably going to get some calls, and I've gotten a few calls, and I've pretty much been able to answer questions fairly confidently. I haven't really had any issues with any people yet. I did have one guy call the shop today and tell my dad that he wanted to give him a piece of his mind, and told him that he wanted to speak to the ballless the father of the ballless son, and I was like, oh, that's cool. So I was a little astounded that there's actually going to be some threats like that. They pretty much just hung the phone up on him real quick. Other than that, there's not a whole lot that I'm aware of in the future that's going to happen, but I will definitely keep you updated.
They call that the loony left, and they call it loony for a real good reason. These people, they're just crazy as loons. They want to control other people. They don't really have a concept of what freedom really is, and you do. And, you know, some of them are going to try and take you to task for that. So I guess my advice to you, Tristan, is, you know, just stay strong, stay close to God. You know, keep your prayer life up there. Don't do stupid things, because some of these idiots, they're kind of sly. They will try to rope you into a situation that will compromise you, because they can't argue with the facts and the morals of what you're telling them. So they will have to destroy you personally as far as your intent goes. So, hey, you live a clean, moral life, and you stay strong and courageous and brave. And, hey, you can be the poster child for the rest of us. Tristan, this is awesome. We want to have you on again when your court date gets closer so we can find out what's going on. But thank you, Tristan, very much.
No problem.
For being on the Home Defense Show. Tell your dad I am just as proud of him as I am of you for doing what you're doing. You know, God bless you.
All right, I'll let him know. Thank you very much.
Okay, and I'll come up and see you guys at Freedom Firearms in Battle Creek, Michigan. It's a great store, folks. You know, if you're in that area, you need to stop in and see Joel and Jared and now Tristan Fulton, because they're there, and boy, hey, now they're celebrities. Okay. All right, Tristan, thanks a lot.
No problem.
Okay, folks, this is Skip Coriel on the Home Defense Show. We got a two-minute break here. While I am away, go ahead and check out our sponsors, firearmslegal.com/MidwestTactical, and then elitefirearms.us. And then when we come back, I will tell you what I really think about everything that's going on out there right now. This is Skip Coriel on Home Defense Show. Don't go anywhere. We will be right back.
Welcome to my dad's Home Defense Radio Show. You're gonna love it.
Hey folks, I want to tell you about my book, Civilian Combat, the Concealed Carry Book. More and more people across the country are seeing the dangers in society and are deciding to carry concealed to protect themselves and their families. My new book lays it out step by step. It'll teach you how to protect and defend the ones you love. Get the benefit of 17 years of teaching experience and a lifetime of training for this important role in society and in your family. You can get Civilian Combat real easy. Just go to Amazon.com, search on Skip Coriel, Civilian Combat, and it'll pop right up there. Don't put it off any longer. Get Civilian Combat, the Concealed Carry Book by yours truly, Skip Coriel.
This is Colonel Danny Gillum. I host Frontlines of Freedom, a weekly syndicated military talk radio show. One of my co-hosts is Skip Coriel, the host of this show. We cover things that impact military and veteran communities, and we do it from the veteran's perspective. The show is broadcast across the nation and is also available as a podcast on our website, frontlinesoffreedom.com. Please join Skip and me weekly on Frontlines of Freedom.
This is Skip Coriel from the Home Defense Show, and I want you to have the very best handgun that money can buy. And that's why we recommend you visit Larry Jackson at Elite Firearms and Training. As a concealed carry instructor, I see people every week out on the range with guns they can't shoot properly because they didn't know what to buy. That will never happen at Elite Firearms and Training. Larry Jackson will personally fit you with your very own personal defense pistol. So call Larry Jackson today at 616-299-8715 or visit elitefirearms.us.
Skip, it's time for our Armed America Report. What do we have?
All of us here at Frontlines of Freedom believe strongly in your right to keep and bear arms for protection of yourself and your family. Listen, folks, evil exists. Someday evil will visit your door. Will you be ready? If you're not, now is the time to start looking into it and learning the skills necessary to protect the ones you love. What's the story this week, Roland?
Well, Skip, when Kevin Cooksey visited the one-stop convenience store for some ibuprofen for his wife, he had no idea that someone's going to try to steal his car, and that's why he left it running. To make it even worse, his 9-year-old son Larry was sitting inside it while he went into the store. That's when a stranger opened the door to his truck and proceeded to steal it, but the carjacker was met with a most unforeseen greeting, a 9-year-old boy with a pistol. The boy was quoted as saying, quote, "As soon as he opened the door, I got scared, so I pulled out the pellet gun and pointed it to his head. That scared the man enough to get him out of the truck, but then he ran into the next car down and stole that one instead. The boy was unhurt."
Roland, there is so much I could say about this. Things like, never leave your child unattended in a parked car in public, especially if it's running. I realize that happens a lot, and most of the time it's uneventful, but it only takes one criminal to ruin a family's life. And then I question the wisdom of letting the boy handle the pistol unsupervised. I know when we were kids, we did it all the time, but that was 50 years ago, out in the country, and these are different times. These days, a small boy with a pistol, even a pellet gun, is capable of blinding himself or causing serious bodily injury or death. There are just way too many things that could go wrong. First off, you need to know the laws in your jurisdiction. How does your state define pistol? In some states, leaving your kid in the car with a pellet pistol can lead to felony charges or perhaps child endangerment. Our culture is not as forgiving and friendly towards firearms as it used to be. There's a real stigma about it now that pervades society. And then there's a chance the pellet gun will be misidentified as a larger pistol by a nearby police officer or a bystander. That could lead to more legal problems or even the death of your child. Bottom line, Roland, is be careful how you treat your children. Don't give them access to firearms unless they have proper adult supervision.
You know, Skip, I couldn't agree with you more. First of all, leaving a kid in a car running, but it's kind of scary if you think about it. So glad things turned out the right way for these people.
Absolutely.
Okay, folks, welcome back to the Home Defense Show. This is your host, Skip Coriel. Now, I'm feeling a little bit ambivalent right now. On the one hand, I'm encouraged. I'm encouraged by kids like Tristan Fulton. He was raised by good people. He turned out to be a good man. He knows right from wrong. That's encouraging to me. He is the next generation. On the other hand, I fear that Tristan is outnumbered in his own generation and in our generation. I fear that gun control is going to get worse. It's going to get a lot worse. Pay attention to the news. We have to hold firm. We have to be strong. If we don't, it's going to get bad, folks. It's going to get bad. I always tell you at the end of the show what I really think. We've talked about a lot of stuff today. But here it is. My own greasy crowbar common sense in plain country elocution. Well, folks, as you can see, things are not getting any better on the violence and gun law front. Why, just today we had another mass shooting at a VA facility in California. Even as I write, police have not yet apprehended the shooter. He has 3 hostages, and there is no clear end in sight. I predicted last week that these mass shooting events weren't going to stop, and unfortunately, I was right. They will continue because they have to continue. They are symptomatic of a broken and sick segment of our culture that was created by several generations of broken homes, Hollywood violence, and a shunning of God and all things moral. Someone once told me that hurt people hurt people. And I think that's very true. What do I mean by that? When kids grow up believing that parents and society don't love them, don't care about them, and won't hold them accountable, and it's Katie bar the door because all hell is about to break loose. Kids want and need limits. And when those limits aren't imposed, kids don't feel loved. When parents don't tell kids no, but instead let them do anything they want, then these kids instinctively realize that no one cares about them. People live to be loved. They need love and they need to give love. And when that doesn't happen, then the hearts of kids are left with a hopeless, empty void. And once kids start to feel unloved, then they begin to question the meaning of life, the worth of their existence, and even the concepts of right and wrong. Humans are social, and kids are even more social than adults. According to an article from the University of Rochester Medical Center, the teenage brain is different than the adult brain. And I quote from their website, "Understanding the teen brain. It doesn't matter how smart teens are or how well they scored on the SAT or ACT. Good judgment isn't something they can excel in, at least not yet. The rational part of a teen's brain isn't fully developed and won't be until age 25 or so. In fact, recent research has found that adult and teen brains work differently. Adults think with the prefrontal cortex, the brain's rational part. This is the part of the brain that responds to situations with good judgment and an awareness of long-term consequences. Teens process information with the amygdala. This is the emotional part. In teens' brains, the connections between the emotional part of the brain and the decision-making center are still developing, and not necessarily at the same rate. That's why when teens experience overwhelming emotional input, they can't explain later what they were thinking. They weren't thinking as much as they were feeling." Unquote. I think that says a lot about where we are in society right now. Kids need firm and reliable guidance from adults because our brains are already developed and because we have the benefit of hindsight. At 60 years old, I've made some pretty big mistakes. But the good part is, I learn from them and I can pass my wisdom on to my kids. But what happens when a teen doesn't have a father or a mother who loves him or her? That leaves a void, an emptiness, a yearning, and a pain that seeps down into the bones and the very soul of the unloved child. The short-term answer for stopping mass shootings is to harden our schools, our churches, and our businesses. That will tell these kids a very important message. What you are doing is unacceptable and it will not be tolerated. But I fear we're going to have to kill a few of these misguided children before the culture in general gets the message. What choice do we have? Once they go off the deep end and start killing others, then they are beyond help and we have to remove them from society to save the innocents among us. Sometimes a surgeon has to cut off an arm or remove an organ in order to save the entire body. It's the same thing. What is the long-term answer to reverse the systemic damage to our culture? A culture is composed of the sum of all its parts, and the parts are real people, real kids, real parents, and real grandparents, and all who make us human and different from the animal world. The sad and bitter truth of our situation is this. It took us 50 years to get here, and it'll take 50 years to fix it. Some could argue that no one should have the right to possess a gun until they turn 25 and their brains are fully developed. But we just had an 18-year-old on the show who made a lot of sense, who had control of his emotions, who was well-informed and cared about his peers and his family. On top of that, he's a brave young man who stands up for what he believes is right. Why did Tristan Fulton turn out so good and Nicholas Cruz turn out so bad? Both men were produced by the same culture, but turned out to be polar opposites. What did Tristan have that Nicholas did not? The answer is love. Tristan's father cared about him. His uncle cared about him. I know Jared and Joel Fulton very well, and they influenced Tristan over an 18-year period, never giving up, always being there, always encouraging, always loving the boy and giving him hope. Children need guidance and a firm hand, and when the adults aren't there, it leaves an awfully big hole. Now we are seeing high school kids all over the country rising up and protesting and telling us adults we should all turn in our guns and give peace a chance. Does that remind you of anything? You older folks, listen to me. Isn't that what the young hippies told us back in the 60s? The flower children? The drug-induced, irresponsible kids who wouldn't hold down a job? The last time America allowed the younger generation to dictate policy, we ended up with the Gun Control Act of 1968. And if we're not careful, if we don't stand up and fight back for all we're worth, then the Gun Control Act of 2018 could be much, much worse than 1968. Tristan has decided to stand up and fight to defend his liberty. Tristan doesn't think it's right that he's old enough to vote, old enough to drive a 3,000-pound bullet, and old enough to join the Marines and fight and die in defense of his country, but he can't buy a gun to protect his family? What are we going to tell our kids? If you want your right to keep and bear arms, then join the military, and then you can carry a gun on foreign soil? This right is an American right, a human right. I think by now you might have realized that Donald Trump will not save you. Many of you relaxed when he entered office thinking, oh, thank God, we're safe now. No, we are not safe. We are never safe. The price of freedom is eternal vigilance, and if you want to keep your freedom, then you'd best get off your butt and start acting like a patriot. Today, the NRA filed suit against Governor Rick Scott in the state of Florida. Good for them. Do not surrender your freedom in the name of compromise. Do not relinquish your liberty in the name of common sense gun control laws. Politicians are part of the problem and they will not save us. If you are a father, then be a good father. If you're a mother, be a good mother. If you're a patriot, then stand up and be counted. Stop caring what liberals and the media think about you and your freedom. The mass shootings are just getting started. They will not stop because they cannot stop. And if we give up our guns, they will get even worse. And that's what I really think. Well, folks, we are about out of time for this show. Next week, I've got several irons in the fire. I can't tell you which person we're going to have. I'm working on Gabe Suarez from Suarez International. I'm working on Peter Heck from peterheck.com. There's a lot of good things that we could have next week. I just don't have confirmation yet. But that doesn't change the fact that this segment is almost over. That reminds me of, who was that? Carol Burnett. What did she always sang at the end of the show. I'm so glad we had this time together, just to have a laugh or sing a song. Seems we just get started, and before you know it, comes the time we have to say so long. Well, okay, folks, that about wraps it up for this week's episode of the Home Defense Show. Until next week, remember your purpose in life is to find something greater than yourself and serve it. Always remember, God, family, country, in that order. It's important how you live, but it's equally important how you die. Your family and the ones you love need your protection, so train, always train, stay alert, stay alive. Until next week on the Home Defense Show, this is your host, Skip Coriel. God bless you, God bless your family, and God bless America.
Thank you for joining us this week on The Home Defense Show. Now, get out there and protect the ones you love. We'll see you next week with more of the best in home defense.
Bye-bye, boys!
Have fun storming the castle!